Welcome to the Sliver and Bite podcast. I'm Chris, baker, entrepreneur, and big business survivor. Here we'll explore the challenges of entrepreneurship and flick the switch on self-discovery in order to carve out your own path. So join me on a journey which will hopefully enlighten, entertain, and educate. On today's episode, I had every valid excuse in the book as to why I couldn't create. So many people say that I just didn't have the time. Remember, procrastination is a choice. You don't need to combat the whole forest straight away. How about knocking down a tree? And if that's too hard for you, pick up a couple of twigs. This is all a state of mind. It is all about recognizing it, understanding it, and then implementing a positive behavior. Welcome to Sliver and Bite's first podcast for 2025. And boy, oh boy, has it been a journey getting here. Because last year, towards the end of it, I must say, the wheels fell off. And this is what led me to today's topic, procrastination. Because I had every valid excuse in the book as to why I couldn't create, whether that be in the kitchen or a new podcast topic. And let me just begin with the resources out there, especially when it comes to podcasts. There isn't a great deal. And having a quick look online, every website has the exact same or varied interpretation of procrastination, which is really interesting. And, you know, on Google, when you look at the relevance of a particular word over time, procrastination was really big in the early 1800s. And up until the early 90s, it started to peak again, where it peaked in 2016. And since then, it started to decline. So I am linking that to the age of technology and just how it started evolving so rapidly. And all of a sudden, we had this convenient way to be distracted. So let's get into it. Procrastination. What is it? How do we identify it? How do we rectify it? Are there benefits to procrastination? Some people might say, I procrastinate until I really need to get a job done because I work better under pressure. Is procrastination a part of the natural process? Let's start with the official definition of procrastination. It is the action of delaying or postponing something. Experts define procrastination as a self-defeating behavioral pattern marked by short-term benefits and long-term costs. Let's go back to that definition. Procrastination, the action of delaying or postponing something. The operative word here is action, the action of delaying. You are intentionally delaying or postponing a task. I had quite the disagreement with my housemate who swore black and blue that it wasn't a choice. I wasn't choosing not to do that. That's not what procrastination is. I just don't know that I need to do it, or I'm forgetful. No, that's a completely different topic. Procrastination is a choice. And as soon as you recognize it, accept it, and are willing to learn how to overcome it, the better off you'll be. There might be some helpful tools also in my previous podcast, Management 101. It was about learned helplessness. If you fail at something once, you apply that to everything thereafter. And that is a part of procrastination. It almost feels good to procrastinate. You're in this unhealthy loop. And there seems to be two sides with people that procrastinate. You've got the ones that will shout it from the rooftop and just go, yes, I'm a procrastinator. Oh, golly, aren't I bad? And then you've got the other ones who treat it almost like a secret shame, and they won't voice it, and they think that they're flying under the radar with the procrastination. And that certainly doesn't work, not only with your friends and family, but in an office situation. They all know that you're a procrastinator. And that leads me to a very important question you need to ask yourself. And you may need and want to reflect on this. Your procrastination, is it just inconveniencing you, or is your procrastination inconveniencing others? Now that we've identified that procrastination is a willing action, let's have a look at why we procrastinate. Because there's a reason why we choose not to complete these projects or tasks. Sometimes it may be that you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling anxious and stressed about this particular task. Perfectionism. You're putting off a task because you don't think that you can complete it to the best of your ability at this moment in time. You feel like you lack the ability, so you don't even have the courage, and you are not backing yourself enough to go, yes, I can get this task done. And one word that I am so delighted to include here is inertia, a tendency to do nothing or remain unchanged. You are so happy just going along and doing what you usually do because you're not connecting yourself to your future self and the benefits that may come from completing this task. There are also different levels of procrastination. You have your everyday procrastinator who takes a little while to get around to doing the dishes, mowing the lawn, folding the laundry. Relatively menial tasks that don't impact on a massive level. But then you've got your chronic procrastinators. This is where it eats into other people's time and you're on a whole other level. It's not just completing deadlines when it comes to doing your taxes and handing in a school project or giving a presentation. The chronic procrastinators are losing items around the house. This is all down to organization. They're always late to events, meetings, and they're not just impacting themselves, they're impacting others. And this is where this negative cycle begins. Not only with your chronic procrastinators, even your day-to-day procrastinator. Because you're impacting family, friends, work colleagues, it's increasing your stress. And all of a sudden, you've got this learned helplessness that I was talking about, that you are so down on yourself that you've basically given up and you start leaning into this word inertia because you've gotten this far procrastinating so bad, you know, people are just used to it. Now that the doom and gloom of procrastination is out of the way, let's talk about how to rectify it. And there isn't a one sentence or technique that will fix everyone. Everyone is different. We all have different demands in our life. We all have different projects, different stresses, different outlooks. So the forthcoming techniques can be molded to your lifestyle and the way that you think. But just know that this is all a state of mind. It is all about recognizing it, understanding it, and then implementing a positive behavior in order to combat procrastination. One technique we need to remove from your mind is time management. So many people say that I just didn't have the time. Remember, procrastination is a choice. You've got plenty of time throughout the day to execute any number of projects, whether you're just getting started or whether you can complete the full task at hand. So time management is not where it's at. One of the techniques is writing it down. Several sources said, don't you dare use lists, because immediately when you see that list, you already feel like a failure. However, I am a list person, whether that be a physical list written by hand or whether it's on my notepad on my phone. Lists can be a useful tool. And something that helps me is having two lists. Splitting your tasks into two lists can be very helpful because you have your everyday tasks. You need to head to the post office. You need to get 1, 2, 3 things from the grocery store. And then you can have your long-term list where you need to start chipping away at your taxes, or you have a project that you need to research and type up. And sometimes when you're looking at that physical list, or in the case of one of my brothers, who was standing back looking at his outdoor shed, it all seemed too overwhelming. And what you're doing there is you are looking at the forest. All of those tasks written down, or all of those objects that need to be arranged correctly. Move a little closer. You don't need to combat the whole forest straight away. How about knocking down a tree? And if that's too hard for you, pick up a couple of twigs or rake up the leaves. As I was researching, a phrase came to mind. Well begun is half done. Not sure if you recall where that's from. It's a favorite line that I now want to use every day or every time I need to complete a task. Well begun is half done. Mary Poppins uses this line on the Banks kids when she wants them to clean the nursery. However, Mary Poppins was not the first one to use this line in pop culture. This line comes from 322 BC, Aristotle, a Greek philosopher. He was said to be the first genuine scientist in history. He had pioneering contributions in all fields of philosophy and science. He allegedly invented the field of formal logic, and he identified various scientific disciplines and explored their relationships to each other. So the fact that that line used so recently in the 60s in a Disney film, now being so relevant to us here and now in 2025, is phenomenal. And the reason I am using this line is because if you are going to use these lists, you don't have to just put down, do my taxes. There are other steps that lead up to sitting down at the desk and doing your taxes. How about cleaning your desk? By cleaning your desk, you've already ticked off one of the tasks on your list, and in turn will trigger the hypothalamus to release some of the dopamine. And dopamine is the feel-good hormone that assists with pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. Now that I've mentioned dopamine, let's dive into that. Let's flesh dopamine out a little bit more. I feel that dopamine is certainly a word that people recognize, but do they actually understand what dopamine is and how you can use it to your advantage? I don't want to go into too much depth about dopamine. However, here's the basics. It is a unique neurotransmitter that affects your body, brain, and behavior. Dopamine plays a role in how we feel pleasure and rewards. So why wouldn't we use this? Because completing tasks and not procrastinating will make our dopamine spike, and it'll give us that excitement and sense of accomplishment. First and foremost, we need to ensure that our body has the perfect conditions to create a steady baseline. So we've got to make sure that we get a good night's sleep, we're eating healthy, we're exercising, and we're getting some sunlight, preferably 10 minutes in the morning. And if you're in an overcast area or it's an overcast day, spend a little bit longer in the sun. This will establish a steady baseline. You're actually able to manipulate your dopamine baseline, and that is by doing a cold plunge or at the end of a shower, turning it on cold for a few minutes. Using the dopamine as the reward for completing these tasks will be key, because you will be in a positive loop when you are ready and raring to go, whether you've got your lists or whether or not you just know what you've got to accomplish for the day. Taking the steps to release that dopamine as the reward is going to be key to not procrastinating. And I know that it seems cliche and it seems so self-explanatory. However, remember, this is a choice. You are choosing to procrastinate. So you need to choose to be healthy and positive in order to get a positive result. You've just got to remind yourself to stop getting in your own way, because 90% of distractions come from within. I remember being in hospitality, and responding to complaints was a big part of my job. There was one in particular. I knew I was going to have an awkward conversation with this guest, and I sat there looking at the phone, knowing I had to make this call. But the longer I waited, the longer I had to sit there and run all of these scenarios through my head. What a negative lead up to what you would always hope to have a positive outcome. So what I started implementing is reading through the complaint, getting the guest details up on the computer, and dialing the number. And what I found with these phone calls is that because there had been some time that had lapsed, the customer had always, most times, calmed down. And the phone call was just about them making sure that we knew that we screwed up. And the moral of that story is that things are not always as bad as you make them out to be. You sit there for days or hours stewing over it, making it bigger than the second coming, and it's not. Pick up the phone. Make that call. Get the ball rolling, because that dopamine hit at the end of that conversation where you get to draw a line or complete that task is such an addictive feeling. And like I mentioned, once you are in this positive loop, it'll be pretty hard to break, because you will be addicted to this positive feeling. Here's some food for thought. Research has actually told us that procrastination is a part of our culture. It's as if we already know that we're set up to fail. Think about a bill that comes through. Do you ever get a reward for paying it early? No. Leave it late, you'll get your $10, $20 fine. So why not beat them at their own game? As soon as it comes through, pay it, providing you have the funds. But why leave it late or skirt that fine line of paying it the day before? Are you looking for some type of adrenaline rush, leaving it to the last minute? Like I said, flip it. Do it super early. You get that rush of dopamine and the accomplishment of being super organized. For your smaller tasks, try pairing it with something that you like to do. Listen to music, watch something on the TV. It will assist in making some of those annoying tasks like folding the washing or ironing or washing the dishes a little more bearable. And for the larger tasks, remember to refer to the forest. Rake around the base of the tree. Trim off some of the branches before you tackle the bigger task at hand, which is lopping down the tree, putting a line through that task. Almost like a child that's potty training and they get that gold star when they do it correctly. This is what we need to reduce ourselves to, these small wins and getting that little hit of dopamine. As you've learnt from the last 20 or so minutes from this podcast about procrastination, it's a pretty simple concept. The actions that you can take to rectify it are relatively simple. You just need to be in the right frame of mind. And once you are, and once you start on that positive journey, you're home and hosed, because you will be addicted to the dopamine and checking off those tasks. And now that you've learned about procrastination, how to recognize it, and a little about dopamine, I would most definitely head to wherever you listen to your podcasts, search procrastination, and listen to the top 4 search results. You won't regret it, especially the topic of dopamine. There is some further valuable information that obviously I'm not equipped and educated enough to talk about. It expands on what I've brought to you here today. And once you've learned more about procrastination and dopamine, you all of a sudden will be confident enough to talk about it with others. And you can use this also to your advantage in a selfish way, because the person who learns the most in a classroom is the teacher. You will be reinforcing what you've learned to yourself when you're educating others. Thanks for joining me. I hope that you benefited from this topic and gained some unique insights from my experience, investigation, and observations. For those of you that have subscribed, thank you. You will be notified of my next podcast. Until next time, stay positive and keep seeking knowledge. See you soon.